If anyone had been offering the 19th century version of a MacArthur genius grant, John James Audubon should have had one. To the extent that genius stems from abundant quantities of imagination, talent, and tenacity, Audubon repeatedly demonstrated all three. He dedicated almost his entire adult life to a remarkably challenging, maybe crazy-seeming commitment to depict, in both paint and print, every bird that flew over and within the United States. He succeeded in that task as no one had done before, and he did so at a great personal sacrifice, with almost no external support. He certainly could have used the MacArthur money. Today, the main source of Audubon's enduring claim to genius remains the remarkable visual record he left as an artist. His major work, his great work, as he liked to call it, was the famous collection of avian art, The Birds of America, which came out in a process of piecemeal publication between 1827 and 1838. Bound together in four huge, heavy volumes, the 435 plates of bird images in the Double Elephant Folio Edition define one of the most dramatic achievements in American art. Audubon's massive work has always been, almost by definition, a rare book, and it has recently become the most costly. In March 2000, a Double Elephant Folio sold at auction for $8,802,500, not only setting a record auction price for a book of natural history, but also surpassing earlier sales of the Gutenberg Bible, $5,390,000, in 1987, and Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, $7,565,396, in 1998. To set a world record amount for a printed book of any sort. 10 years later, in 2010, the price rose even higher, and a complete set of The Birds of America fetched $11.5 million. But whatever its record-setting size and price, The Birds of America does not stand alone as the sole measure of Audubon's significance. His bird images are only the most visible, and now, of course, the most valuable, aspects of his larger project. In addition to being a skilled painter, he was also a remarkably prolific writer. Audubon wrote consistently, almost incessantly, throughout his adult years, and his outpouring of words, both published and personal, is especially impressive. He confessed at one point that he thought himself far better fitted to study and delineate in the forests than to arrange phrases with sensible grammarian skill. But his skill with the pen ranks just a bit behind his mastery with the brush. His major published work, the five-volume, 3,000-page ornithological biography, 1831 to 1839, came out as a companion piece to The Birds of America. And taken together, the two works make an innovative and interactive reading-viewing experience. In the time of Audubon's life, in fact, when newspapers and other publications reproduced any number of chapters and extracts from his writings, probably as many people read Audubon's words as saw his birds. We still need to pay attention to his writing. In addition to producing the massive ornithological biography, Audubon filled thousands more pages as a prodigious journal keeper and letter writer, and those more personal documents provide an immense source of insight into the complicated persona emerging from behind the more famous paintings. Many of those personal writings may not have been so personal after all.